August 13th, 2005, item number 74. Today's guests are Bruce, Chris, Ardon, and Q-Dog from Cool Shite on the Tube.
Podcast411.com. Listen different.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Rob, and this is the Podcast 411 Podcast. Before we get into our interview with the guys from Cool Shite on the Tube, a couple quick news and notes. First, I'd like to say thanks again to Adam Curry and the people of the Pod Show for giving me the opportunity to do the Sirius Satellite gig Wednesday night. I got some feedback from some listeners who heard it on Sirius, and they enjoyed it. What I'll be doing is taking the shows I did for Sirius, and I'm going to split them into about 24-minute segments. And about once a week, I'll let you know in the podcast, and I'll have a link in the show notes for that segment. So we'll do that once a week for the next 8 weeks until we get through them all. Speaking of show notes, I've started to move my show notes from my HTML page to the forum page, and this gives you the opportunity to comment on the interviews. So if you have any comments about today's interview, please go over to Podcast 411, click on show notes and comments, and leave a comment about the show, the interview, and the guests, or whatever else is on your mind. As this is Saturday, we have another tech tip from Michael Carino from the Digital Media Cast. Here's Mike with his tech tip.
Hello, I'm Michael Carino from the Digital Media Cast Experiment with another Podcast 411 tech tip. I'm calling it in today to demonstrate a useful podcasting tool I made with about $5 worth of shelf parts from Radio Shack and a few connecting cables. When Skype is just not possible, you can still capture remote audio, old school style, via the telephone. This device I'm using is actually quite simple. It's comprised of an 8 to 1,000 ohm matching transformer and two 2.2 microfarad capacitors. If you can work a soldering iron and a roll of electrical tape, you can build this one yourself. Just connect a capacitor to each tap of the 1,000 ohm side of the transformer and then connect those to your home's telephone line. Polarity is not an issue. Then connect the 8-ohm side to a microphone input of your recording device. This interface does require the power of your microphone preamp. Once this is hooked up, the interface acts as a microphone. Just make a call, press the record button, and everything from that point forward will be recorded, both sides of the conversation. For more information about this interface, including a schematic, visit the Digital Media Cast Experiment website at dmcex.com. Thanks, Rob, for letting me share this tip, even though I'm just calling it in.
All right, Mike, thanks for another great tech tip. If you out there would like to submit a tech tip to be played on the show, or a rant, or some other news or advice that you think the listeners would benefit from, please send them or a link to them to podcast411@gmail.com, and in the title just put in tech tip. To date, I still have links to on the website to all the past podcasts I've done if you go into our past shows. However, I'm not happy with the audio quality for the first 39 shows, and I'm going to start taking them down. So at the end of this month, beginning of September, I'm going to start taking down all the old shows from show 2 to 39. So if you're interested in listening to them, go listen now. Bring your Excedrin. But over the next few weeks, I'm going to start taking them down one by one. Well, that's going to do it for us today on the show notes. We're going to go ahead and get into our interview here with the guys from Cool Shite on the Tube. For those of you not familiar with Cool Shite, quick primer on them before we get into the interview. They do a podcast where they review movies, DVDs, cartoons, television shows, things like that. Four guys, sometimes a girl, from Australia, sitting around, actually Tasmania, sitting around and just bantering back and forth about the show that whether they're watching or have watched. So we're going to go ahead and get right into the interview. Here we go. Bruce, Chris, Ardon, Q-Dog, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll let you all answer this
good
one. I'll go around. We'll do a round robin on this one. And what was your first computer?
We'll go from Q-Dog. My first computer, going way back into the annals of history, was a Commodore 64 that the family had. And we plugged it into the TV in the lounge room, and I remember being a demon at Wizard of War.
Okay, mine was Commodore 64 as well. I also had the tape deck, and I was really high tech. I had the floppy disk drive to go with it.
I got that a few years later.
Yeah,
you were smoking.
Commodore 64 for me.
Oh, wow.
Commodore 64, mid-80s, it was a thing to do.
Mm. You guys were all playing Duck Hunt.
Get the Commodore 64.
No, we were playing Acro Attack on the BBCs at school.
I was playing Impossible Mission.
Yeah.
On the tape deck. A 20-minute loading time gave me and my mates an opportunity to go play a round of cricket out in the driveway, and then once it was loaded, we were trying to destroy evil Dr. Adam Bender or whatever his name was.
I never had a C64, actually.
Oh.
I had the English alternate version. I had a Spectrum 48K.
ZX81?
Not the 81, the 48.
Yeah.
The 48 Plus.
With all those pixely sort of...
Yeah, with all the, you know, the coloured keys so you could do your own programming, which is what I spent a lot of time doing,
mm-hmm.
and playing Dive.
Mm.
It was a rock game at the time. But I don't think anyone I know ever has ever seen another one.
I've never heard of a 48.
Oh, well, there you go.
I used to read about them in, you know, those computer game magazines, and see the screenshots and shit, and I thought, man, I'm glad mine doesn't look like that. Yeah.
Well, we ended up getting an advanced one. We got the business edition.
Oh!
Which came, they had these tiny little cartridges about half the size of a cigarette lighter. A
cartridge?
It was a cartridge with a magnetic tape on it.
High tech.
We had dual drives. It was great.
Damn.
Man.
I'm going to skip what was your first podcast, since there's so many of you, and just go to what podcast are you guys listening to right now?
We'll go around the table again.
Yep.
I'm actually a really bad one to start with because I don't listen to an awful lot. The only one that I've listened to much of is Kobe Beef. I get into him. He amuses the hell out of me.
Yep.
Okay. I listen to quite a lot, about 30. So I'll run through them really quickly. Daily Source Code. I won't go through all of them.
It's okay. By the way, I edit quite a bit, so you can say anything you want. I'll cut you off at three.
No, that's cool. Daily Sports Code, Earth Core, the usual contenders in that respect.
So your mainstream, Bruce?
No. Kobe Beef. I listen to ABC Science Show, which is a national radio station's science show. They put up their articles and just lots of stuff like that, lots of tech stuff, Mac ones.
I
listen to Keith and the Girl quite religiously. I really enjoy their show and their filth. I find that just great to wallow around in. I love, speaking of Commodore 64s, I love Commodore 64 Takeaway, which is the remix show done by Qued.org, who post up a bunch of old game tune remixes.
Has he done Thing on a Spring yet?
I think he has.
Sweet.
He's done some Rob Hubbard stuff. You know, I love that part of my childhood, Robert, the Commodore 64 and all the old music I used to listen to on it. So, you know, I just reveal myself as an ultra geek here by saying, you know, I love that music and I love listening to remixes of that stuff on current technology. So C64 Takeaway is just brilliant for me. And I listen to The Competition as well. Guys like Cinecast and Cameron Riley's Movie Show. And just to get a feel for what those guys are doing. And so we don't replicate what they're doing. I like to say that Cool Shot is unique in the sort of stuff that we do. So I like to listen to those guys to just test the waters and see what's going on.
I don't really have any one thing that I subscribe to. I sort of just cruise around having a bit of a look at everything that everyone's doing, regardless of what it is. Some of them I've come across at absolutely terrible, and I'm not a regular listener of anything except probably maybe even our own show. That's pretty much it. I enjoy the tech ones and some of the news ones probably more than the rest, but I'm not subscribed to anything. So
I have to say, on that note, the tech ones, Make Magazine's one with the enhanced podcast is great.
Philip does a good job. Philip Tyrone, he used to be with Engadget.
Yeah, the G4 Tech Radio thing, TV show where he made that mouse was insane.
I got to see it at Gnomedex. It's pretty cool. And then he took a cell phone and put it inside a regular old rotary dial phone, which is pretty cool too.
I like that.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. That was really cool.
Yeah, that's actually spawned a whole new collection of handsets and plugins that you can buy that are coming out of Brazil now. Full retrofitted handsets, and you can get them in different colours, shapes and designs from 60s all the way through to the end of the 70s designs that plug straight into any of your mobile phones.
You know what I want? I want a Get Smart shoe phone. That's what I fucking want.
Oh, yeah.
I want one of the ones with a little flip-out thing that still has the old rotary dial.
Yeah.
You have to learn tap dancing, man, just to send an SMS.
I'd love to see you walking down the street in the rain, step in some dog shit, and then your phone starts ringing.
Man,
like, Quinny, have you got a backup for that, or do you have to air that nasty piece of work?
Pimp my shoe.
Okay, next question.
Let's talk a little bit about your show. You said the competition, but explain to our listeners what the real format is, what you're going to hear when they listen into Cool Shite.
Okay, who wants that?
Go, Quinny. Basically, we do a review show where we review the movies, TV shows, and related sort of stuff that we watch on a weekly basis. We try to keep it reasonably up to date, but we tend to look at things that are a little bit off the radar.
We like
to look at stuff that's either a bit classic, but definitely geeky.
Yeah,
very popular culture-based, but not always in the mainstream.
So, I mean, if there's a new film that's come out that, you know, is the kind of stuff that geeks would like to go and watch, a la, you know, Fantastic Four, War of the Worlds, something like that, we'll definitely review that. But we'll also go back and look at, you know, great films from the 80s, like John Carpenter films and stuff like that.
Stuff that we've all enjoyed, or we've all at least seen once and gone, that rocks.
Or even stuff that we've seen and said, that was shit. Like New Bowl. You know, these are the people that we like to rag on these days. You'll also hear four friends just, and five sometimes when Triple B joins us, just ragging on each other and giving each other a hard time. That's part of the conversation you have in film or about anything that you get when you get a bunch of people together. So really, this is kind of the post-film conversation that you'd have with your friends if you sat down and talked to them about it. We're just letting you in on our conversation.
Definitely.
Like, people have written to us and said, wow, you guys talk just like me and my friends talk, you know? And so we got the idea from you guys.
Yeah, I was listening to a few of your shows, and I was like, damn, you're picking all the movies and shows I like, and going over Family Guy and Fight Club, and I was like, shit, these are all great stuff. How do you determine, who picks the movies and cartoons that you guys are reviewing?
Bruce.
Pretty much.
We come to a consensus, but...
Basically, how Cool Shite works is that we have, for the last couple of years, I've been running like a movie night at my place where we watch usually a movie and a couple of things from TV episodes or whatever it takes our fancy. From that, every week we watch a movie, which we usually none of us have seen, from either English-speaking or foreign language. I'm very heavily into Asian cinema, so there gets a lot of Asian cinema in there as well. And since we started recording this, we started off just doing, like, a movie and the podcast and a TV show, but we've expanded it to two movies and a TV show or something similar.
And a hell of a lot of ranting on and on about other stuff.
Yeah. So it's basically we just sometimes we put a film on which we thought would be good, and it turns out to be shit.
But that's half the fun of it.
Yeah. Sometimes it goes the other way. Sometimes we put on stuff that we're not expecting anything of, and it turns out to be absolute gold.
What we're going to review this week.
Or two people like it, two people won't.
Well,
and then you get the sparks flying.
You've got me out now looking for Secretary, so I'm trying to find that after you.
Good. Excellent. So that's exactly the reason. What I like to see happen with this show is that we expose people to new stuff. And they go looking for it, and hopefully get the same amount of enjoyment out of it that we did.
I have to tell you a little funny story. When you were talking about Secretary, you were talking about goths and people in their goths outfits and stuff. And here's a friend of mine. He was at one of these gaming conventions, and they had all the goth people there. And he's in an elevator. There's two other guys in the elevator with him, and these two goth people walk in with all the piercing and dressed like vampires and whatnot. And they get on for a couple floors, and they get off. The two guys next to him, one guy turns to the other guy and goes, man, some people are just so weird. And he looks over, and they're both dressed as Klingons. So, you know, it's all perspective.
That's beautiful.
Now, I noticed you have the never-ending story. How did that come about? And explain it a little bit to my listeners.
That's just an idea I had. Here in Australia, we have a radio broadcaster called Triple J. And at the start of the year, they started doing a music association segment. And I was really taken with that idea. They started off with Baker Street by, I can't remember the artist's name. The song was Baker Street. And their thing was just find any association you can with that song and tell us about it, and we'll start tracing that journey of association, 52 weeks of the year, I mean. So they'll come up with 52 songs that started with one song and it will end with another song, and there'll be some kind of association between every single song in that list. And that idea really appealed to me, and I just thought, well, why can't I do that as a movie-related thing? I love to see where the associations are in films, like who's worked on this film and what actors been in that film. And, you know, films have that kind of association too. So I just thought it would be a great idea to try with the show, and I've been thrilled with the response I've been getting to it. It seems like a lot of fun.
I asked my wife your question for this week, which was the sense of wonder, and her response was, she goes, Blade 3 Trinity, as in, I wonder why they ever made that effing movie.
How?
Sure. I wonder why they bothered.
Yeah.
Tell the listeners where to locate your show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, our show is available at www.coolshite.net. That is CoolShite.net. And, yeah, there's the usual RSS feeds and that on there, and as well as you can find us in the movie and television section of iTunes.
Yep. Where did the name come from?
Okay, the name came from years ago when I started doing the movie nights. I just decided to give it a name called Cool Shite on the Tube. And then we watched a U-Bowl film called House of the Dead, and it was probably one of the worst experiences known to man. Yeah. So we put brackets around the cool to say it could be also Shite on the Tube.
Yeah.
For all those listeners out there who think that we've put the brackets around cool to try and get us up in the iTunes ratings, it's been there long before podcasting existed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been there for at least 2 years.
What are you using for your equipment to do your recording and your editing?
It's just been upgraded, actually.
Okay, we've gone through a few iterations. We've always used my PowerBook, so we've used that. When we first did it, we were using a this is really dodgy, a actual PA system head, amplifier with a really no name crap microphone to actually do the original recordings. And we've been using that for probably 15 of the casts or so. Yeah. That's why there's a lot of noise in it. Then I splurged and bought a little Eurotrack Bellringer mixer. And then as of last week, I've also bought some C1 Bellringer condenser microphones.
Behringer.
I can't pronounce it.
Okay. Well, actually, I could definitely hear the difference in the audio quality from the earlier shows to the later shows, and it sounds really good.
Yeah.
On the most recent two or three, sound really good.
Thank you. Well, Bruce takes all the credit for that.
Yeah. I'm actually a sound engineer by trade, and I'm good at putting things together which shouldn't go together. And it doesn't always give us the best quality, but...
Yeah, like us.
Yeah,
but it works.
But it works.
You got to ask Triple B to step up to the mic a little closer every now and then.
I have noticed that she's very lower in volume to us because, well, no, we're big men.
We're loud. Mm-hmm. We're obnoxious. Yeah. She's
dainty.
She's dainty, and what's more, she tends to be a little bit backwards and coming forwards with what she says some of the time.
Backwards and coming forwards.
I think it was sideways and coming backwards that you went so forwards that we're out of control.
Let's not keep left to do that, shall we? Let's get right on track.
Is there anything about your show we didn't get to cover, that talk about, that you'd like to mention?
Oh, I think it's the best fucking podcast in the world, and everyone should be listening to it.
Oh, and it's adult-oriented, because we swear a lot.
Yeah, adults who are like kids, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Simple people.
Cool Shite, for the child inside you.
Yeah.
Ah, let me out!
the dirty, slightly depraved child who's not quite sure of where he is in the world.
And I must admit, we do have a very vocal group of followers who vote for us on Podcast Alley. Thank you.
I hope more people start listening to us and enjoying the, you know, what we can provide. So.
Enjoy our show.
Buy our cool shirt.
We are very different to any other of the movie casts out there.
Yeah.
We've definitely got a different flavour.
You definitely are different, and it's very funny. So I enjoyed the shows.
Yeah. Thank you. Cool.
We're more of a casual cast, so.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's cool. Yeah.
Gentlemen, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having us on the show.
Thank you, Robert. It's been great.
Yeah. Looking forward to listening to more of you.
Well, folks, that concludes our interview with Bruce, Chris, Ardon, and Q-Dog from the Cool Shite on the Tube podcast. Gentlemen, thanks again for coming on the podcast, and I highly recommend you go and check them out. Very good podcast, great banter, and great reviews on some great movies. And if you need their link to their website, you can find it on our front page at podcast411.com, as always. At the end of today's podcast, we'll be playing a promo from the Financial Aid News podcast, so please stick around to check that out. And coming up on our next podcast, we have a very special guest, Phil Gordon, from the Phil Gordon's World Series of Poker podcast. Also the same Phil Gordon from Bravo's Celebrity Poker Challenge. And just to let you know, Phil is an uber geek, fits right in, and as I mentioned before, his podcast gets it. And in the interview, you'll find out how much of an uber geek Phil really is. I think you'll be surprised. Well, that's going to do it for us today. As always, this is your host, Rob, from Podcast 411, reminding you to listen different.
Do you need to get a student loan? Are you looking for a scholarship for college? Do you want to know what's happening on Capitol Hill with politicians deciding the fate of your education dollars? If so, this is the podcast for you, the Student Financial Aid News Podcast, a publication of the Student Loan Network. Each show, we explore what's happening in the world of student financial aid, answer your questions on the air, and introduce you to new pod-safe music. From time to time, we'll also interview experts in the field of financial aid to see what advice they can give you on getting the most out of your education finance dollar. To subscribe, visit our website, www.financialaidnews.com, or search for us in the iTunes Music Store podcast directory. Just look for Financial Aid. If you have questions or comments you'd like to have addressed on the air, give us a call at 617-328-1565, extension 529, or shoot us an email at financialaidpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for your interest in the Student Financial Aid News podcast.